It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you by Frost Farms. Frosty's here with us this morning, and I've got a question for you. This is from Carl from Pugnuts.
Carl likes to make jokes, yeah. I think. well, everyone knows Carl. I've known him for almost 20 years, I think.
All right. I read this and I'm like, it says, I bought a glow-in-the-dark petunia from Frosty last week, and I'm wondering if the glow will impact the sun requirements for the plants around it. For instance, now that I have a petunia firefly, can I put it next to the other petunias I want to plant in the shade in order to boost the light that those otherwise full sun petunias get? So I'm thinking, did he get like some solar powered battery operated lights? I'm trying to figure this thing out.
Well, his email, he's trying to make a little bit of a funny, but what he is talking about is a really cool new petunia called Firefly. And they've bred it with bioluminescence. So it's basically a white petunia, but during the day it charges, like, you know, with the sun. And at night, it kind of has a nice, soft green glow to it. So it's pretty cool.
Really?
Isn't that cool? I saw that on your website. Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's pretty neat, actually. It's like nothing ever seen before.
Wow.
And we've got them right down at the shop. They've been pretty popular and good response. People are enjoying them. So.
And how long do they last once they bloom?
Well, they're a seasonal annual, just like anything. So obviously they'll be great for the summer, but they won't make it through the winter. Okay. So, yeah.
How about some hints for those of us that have the raised beds or large gardens? It looks like next week we could be in for our first several days of very hot, humid weather. Any quick tips about protecting things that, you know, maybe getting a little hurt from that stuff?
Well, I think the big thing is because we've had intermittent rain so much that a lot of people's beds have kind of stayed moist and we haven't had to do a lot of watering. But keep an eye on that, because all of a sudden we're going to launch into summer and things are going to be drying and they need to be watered. So, and that will, you know, stress them out if they're dried out and it's really that hot. So.
All right. And here's a silly question. Is there any vegetation that, let's say on a day it's going to be 95, should any vegetation ever be shaded, or you just let it go?
Well, if you have anything that should be in shade, it shouldn't be out in the sun anyway.
Oh, okay.
But just be wary. Like, when it gets really hot at first, some plants get stressed out. Like, a lot of your blue hydrangeas will look a little wilty, and they're just a little bit stressed from the all of a sudden heat. But again, watering's a big thing that's going to come into play here. Yep.
And what's going on at Frost Farms?
We're busy. Lots of new plant material still rolling in the door. So we've just been busy at the shop. Everyone's getting their annual containers and hanging baskets and veggie gardens going. So we've got new product every week. So keep coming.
All right. And that's the awesome Frosty Report this week, brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill.